Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving hand.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it. We built it just for you. Have a great visit with our good friend Gary Harbst. Gary's a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Six Disciplines of Excellence. It's one book and two or three other books, right, Gary?
Yes, sir. Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution. That's my other book. So
check all that out at sixdisciplines.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about your five-step problem-solving method, and we're getting a lot of good stuff out here, Gary, and we're going to continue to, but we're not going to get everything covered. So if they want to find out more about those five steps, how do they do that?
Those are covered in a whole chapter in my book, Six Disciplines for Excellence. That's what I suggest they do.
So now you know, folks, now you understand even more why I like to tell you about Gary and his work and his books. So find that, just go find it wherever books are sold. All right, Gary, we're talking about your solving problem method. We talked about define the problem and the impact of it and what the possibilities are. What's the next step?
The next one is called identify root causes. And the way you do it is very simple. A lot of people don't want to pay attention here, but simply ask the question, why, seven times. And the best example I've ever heard of the power of this is a case study that was done on the Washington Monument many, many, many years ago when I was in graduate school. And
when it was being built in the 1860s, Gary?
Yeah, that's right.
You were in graduate school that far.
I'll try to tell it quickly, but the story was that the monument was eroding, and they were concerned about it, and they tried to figure out why. And it turns out they were using a very caustic cleaning fluid. So that's the first why. Why is it eroding? Well, it turns out they were doing the caustic cleaning fluid because there was pigeon dirt on it. And so they tried to get rid of the pigeons, and they spent a fortune doing that, and they couldn't get rid of them. And then they said, well, why are the pigeons there? And it turned out the pigeons were eating a spider, and a certain spider. So they tried to get rid of the spiders, and they couldn't do that. And they said, well, why are the spiders there? And it turns out they were eating a certain moth. And so they try to get rid of the moths, and then they realize, well, the reason the moths are there is because there's lights on the monument. And so by going down each level, it turned out the solution was pretty simple. When they got to the bottom, they just adjusted the lights, and the problem went away. And most people just come to a conclusion that they really know what the problem is, and they don't. So just drill down.
Well, and this is a classic. One classic example of this would be why a customer doesn't come back. It could be why an employee that used to be a great employee is not a good employee anymore. There could be four or five levels of implications there, couldn't there?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, take the customer example. Somebody treats the customer poorly, and you say, well, why? And you fire the person. Well, why did they do that? If that's uncharacteristic, what's going on?
Right.
So, yeah, you're exactly right. So that's the second step. And the first and second steps are really the most important. The third is develop the solution. And there, depending on how big the problem is, just list, break the problem into the smaller pieces and say, well, here's one thing we'd have to do, another thing we'd have to do, and sort of just chunk up the solution into different outputs. Figure out what kind of constraints you got. How much money do you have to solve this problem? Mm-hmm. How much time do you have? I'll tell a story for my business experience in the 80s. We had an enormous problem that we didn't have enough resources to do, and we formed a very small team and said, look, we can only spend, whatever, $100,000 on this problem or $50,000. And because of the constraint, they came up with a completely different way of solving this problem. This is a software development company.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of spending $1 million developing the next version, they came up with a way to do it for $100,000, and it was transforming. we would have never built it that way if we didn't have that constraint. And we call that a bracing constraint. So get the constraints on the table. They can sometimes be your friend.
What I like about what you're saying is just because you think you don't have what it takes doesn't mean you shouldn't try to do it to fix it anyway. Don't throw up your hands. You may be onto something.
Yes. You said it. Throwing up your hands is a waste of time. Embracing that and say, well, how do I do it with this constraint? Necessity is the mother of invention. And we think differently if we say, well, how do we do this in 3 months instead of six? It's a huge deal. And this whole methodology that's in the book is made up of things you say, well, duh, that doesn't sound very important. Well, they are. They're really basic things. Follow these steps, and you will get to a different place. The next one is the breaking the problem up to who is going to do the work. Like, take those chunks you identified and said, who's the best person to solve this? Who's the best person to solve this? And sort of get your team organized and have them look at alternatives. Maybe they can come up with a way to solve a piece of this problem in a way you didn't even think of.
Right, so, right. Hey, Gary, I got to wrap it up. Folks, those are the first three of the five steps of Gary's five-step problem-solving method, which you can find in his book, Six Disciplines of Excellence, by Gary Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T, Harpst. Gary, good job today. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you very much, Jim.
Gary Harpst, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.